This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York, and it is my privilege to be your pastor for the day. There's a great deal of victory and glory in the Christian life. We are indeed more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. The resurrection power is at work within us. We are daily being transformed from one degree of glory to the next. We have a hope that transcends the grave and a love that casts out all fear. Yet the Lord knows that we are but dust, and knows our weaknesses and failings down to the last minute detail. If we claim to be without sin, we are liars. We all transgress with our words and wrestle mightily with this body of sin. The Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, articulates this tension for us. He charges us to run and fight like Olympic athletes, and urges us to live with the freedom of the Spirit available to us. We can reckon ourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. Yet he deeply feels the hardships and setbacks of the Christian life, and puts those to words as well. Let me today remind you of two encouraging words from 1 Corinthians 4. First, in verse 7, Paul says, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that the surpassing power belongs to God and not to us." We tend towards vexation and despair in our weakness. Paul reminds us that our bodily frailty is an ideal illustration to the watching world. The surpassing power of our grace and truth is not of us, but of God. And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17, Paul says this, "For this light and momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison." In context, Paul is speaking of persecution, but this does not exclude the physical weakness and battle with temptation and sin that so easily entangles. In your affliction today, as you face the painful consequences and varied difficulties of living for righteousness' sake in your jar of clay, let the words encourage you. In God's perfect evaluation of these things, it is extremely light and very, very brief in comparison with the eternal weight of glory that our dear Lord is preparing for us. He goes so far as to say, the glory that is being prepared for us is beyond all comparison. Your physical weakness and limitation is God's ideal instrument. He is preparing something beyond all comparison for you. I hope these words may encourage you today. This is Nathaniel Jackson of Trinity Fellowship Church in Syracuse, New York. It is my privilege to be your pastor for the day.